Hey everyone, and welcome back to Depression Destroyer, your daily dose of hope and healing. I'm Sienna Cruz, your friendly neighborhood mental health advocate, here to break down the things that matter, the stuff we all deal with, and how to come out stronger on the other side. Today, we're diving into a topic that feels as relevant as ever: technology and its impact on our mental well-being. Ever feel like your phone has a life of its own? Like you're constantly scrolling, comparing, and just existing in this digital world that can sometimes feel more real than the one outside your screen? You know that feeling when you put down your phone after an hour of doom scrolling and suddenly realize you haven't actually accomplished anything except maybe stressing yourself out about what everyone else is up to? Yeah, me too. So, let's unpack this thing. Because honestly, technology is a double-edged sword. It connects us, informs us, entertains us, but it can also trap us in a cycle of comparison, anxiety, and even depression. First off, social media. It's designed to be addictive. We're constantly bombarded with curated versions of people's lives, the perfect vacations, the flawless dinners, the seemingly effortless success. It's like watching a highlight reel of everyone else's best moments, which can make our own lives feel, well, less than perfect. Then there's the fear of missing out, FOMO, that nagging feeling that you're not in on the latest trend, event, or experience. It can be exhausting trying to keep up with everyone else, and it often leads to feelings of inadequacy and anxiety. Remember, social media is the highlight reel, not real life. Next up, cyberbullying. The internet can be a cruel place, and sometimes those hurtful comments and messages can have a devastating impact on our mental health. It's important to remember that words can cut just as deep online as they do in person, and it's crucial to seek support if you're experiencing any form of online abuse. But here's the thing. Technology isn't inherently bad. We can use it for good to connect with loved ones, access information, learn new skills, and even find support groups. It's all about finding a balance, being mindful of our usage, and setting healthy boundaries. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to be glued to her phone. She'd spend hours scrolling through social media, comparing herself to others, and feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of information. It was taking a toll on her mental health. She was anxious, depressed, and struggling to focus. One day, she realized she needed to make a change. She started setting limits on her phone usage, taking breaks throughout the day, and engaging in activities that brought her joy outside of the digital world. She even joined a local hiking group. Sarah's story shows us that we have the power to reclaim our time and attention. So here are my key takeaways for navigating this digital landscape. Be mindful of your usage. Pay attention to how much time you spend on technology and how it makes you feel. Set boundaries. Create tech-free zones in your home and schedule regular breaks from your devices. Curate your feeds. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative or inadequate, and follow accounts that inspire and uplift you. Focus on real-life connections. Spend time with loved ones face-to-face, engage in meaningful conversations, and participate in activities that bring you joy offline. Remember your worth. Your value isn't defined by likes, followers, or online validation. You are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and happiness regardless of your screen time. Let's make a pact to be more intentional with our technology use, folks. It's all about finding that sweet spot where we can harness the benefits without letting it control us. Remember, you're in charge of your digital life, not the other way around. Until next time, keep shining bright and don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of hope and healing. We're all in this together.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.